How about that? And then later on in the same aria, he sings one of the great passages of the whole piece. Sing a soli, Carmen, Carmen, soli. Such pathos, such a broad romantic line. And then in Oedipus' greatest aria of all, Invidia fortunam odit, envy hates good fortune, where Oedipus is pleading with the old prophet Tiresias for sympathy and support. He said, you crowned me king, I solved the riddle of the Sphinx, you should have solved it, you're the prophet, well, I did, and you made me king. And he pleads, and he says to the old man, Invidia fortunam odit. Those pathetic appoggiaturas again. So romantic as to be almost sentimental. And then later in the aria, he says, at the climax, he shouts, it's a plot. He says, Creon wants my kingdom. Creontunus regis. And suddenly I had the answer, that diminished seventh chord. You hear it? You remember that favorite tool of suspense and despair in every romantic opera? Pietà, pietà. Ending with a diminished seventh chord and all those appoggiatures and the same key, what is it? It's Amneris pleading with the priests who are judging Radames. Same notes, same key. Same appoggiaturas. So that's it. And suddenly, I knew why I had started this whole lecture by playing the ballet music from Aida, thinking at the time it was just an amusing way to introduce the question of sincerity in music. Amazing, the power of the unconscious. So accurate in its metaphors, so on the nose. But of course, sincerity is the whole point of this Oedipus Aida misalliance. Why Verdi, of all people, who was so unfashionable at the time Oedipus was written in the mid-20s, someone for musical intellectuals to sneer at, and Aida, of all things, that cheap, low, sentimental melodrama, the splashiest and flashiest of all Verdi operas. Why?